The parade is an extension of the president's personality.
Longtime presidential announcer Charlie Brotman says his first parade was in 1953, and back then Eisenhower made it known he wasn't a parade kind of guy.
I should be at the White House really working. I shouldn't be fooling around with this silly old parade.
So that was a short one, unlike John F. Kennedy's parade in 1961.
His parade took over 4 hours, and I was freezing. And I'm standing on the roof along with Secret Service men, and I'm thinking, won't this ever end?
Then in 1981, President Reagan brought some star power to town.
He brought in half of Hollywood. It was so exciting. It was a 4.5 hour parade.
As for Reagan's second inauguration, that was on a cold day in Washington.
The lips of the musicians were sticking to the mouthpieces, and then when you try to remove your lip from... Whoa! I mean, they were really being hurt.
One more fond memory for Brotman is when he broke tradition and spoke directly to President George W. Bush on the loudspeakers.
Baseball fans throughout the greater Washington, D.C. area are looking forward to you throwing out the first ball. Will you be there?
Turns out that was a bad idea.
A large Secret Service man comes up, looks at me and says, are you the announcer? I couldn't hide anywhere, so I said, yes, sir. Well, don't you ever talk directly to the president. You hear me? Do you understand? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that was my first and last time doing that.
Mike Murillo, WTOP News.